And now, as your pastor, I want to offer some guidance about how we, as followers of Jesus Christ, should react to the Supreme Court's redefinition of marriage as including unions of two people of the same sex, and that such unions are legal. Well, now we must realize that some of our neighbors, co-workers, and family members will be openly living in such unions. We must be prepared to love them as we would any people in our pluralistic world, to show them kindness and consideration. In a word, as Christians, to love them as Jesus has loved us. We cannot shun them, ignore them, or treat them in a hostile fashion, but regard them as our brothers and sisters in the human family. Such is the command, the law of Christ, whom we profess to follow. But as Christians, we know that marriage is not a sociocultural phenomenon invented by humans, but that the origin of marriage is from God. And Jesus is plain about the definition of marriage. He says in the Gospel of Matthew, "Have you not read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one'?" Jesus teaches with the authority of the Word of God made flesh, and his words reveal to us God's will. As Christians, we please God by doing his will. Such is the law of Christ, whom we profess to follow. And so we cannot rejoice as disciples of Jesus in a declaration by the state that contravenes God's manifest will divinely revealed. If we do, we cannot honestly say that we follow Jesus. We should consider how we are plainly warned in the Word of God, "For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth." It is beyond the state's authority to define marriage in a way that is different from the way that God has already defined it. The state's declaration that same-sex marriages are legal doesn't make such marriages right. The state also says it's legal to kill unborn children, to execute prisoners for blood vengeance, and the same state tolerates torture. But the state can and will do as it pleases. As followers of Jesus, our first allegiance is to the kingdom of God, where the law is the will of God. So Jesus taught us to pray to the Father, and as we pray every time we gather, "Your kingdom come, your will be done." As with the Supreme Court's decision in Roe v. Wade 42 years ago, no one is asking how these decisions affect children. In its decision legalizing abortion, the right of an unborn child to life was denied. In this decision, it makes it legal to deny a child's right to have a mother and a father. And so, as disciples of Jesus, can we applaud the Supreme Court's decision? Absolutely not. As disciples of Jesus, can we condone or support a choice of anyone that is contrary to God's revealed will or design? Certainly not. But, as disciples of Jesus, are we commanded to love people of the same sex whom the state recognizes as married? Absolutely.